Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know.
We're back, you guys. It's your girl, B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And we are back in New York. This is the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and relationships. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do it. And relationships, like the one with my best friend of 20 years. Do my right.
It's like every podcast has to have an intro.
That's our intro.
I know, but it's like...
You have to do that.
I know, you have to do the intro. Because it's like, who are you?
Megan's like, no, seriously, because if this is somebody's first time listening, you're not going to know who we are, but now
it's
you know.
It's so professional. It's like, welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast, where
we talk about healing, evolving, growing, and having the tough conversations and relationships.
Yeah, not just Jesus.
Relationships, not just romantic, but platonic relationships, like my relationship with Megan Ashley.
Raylan,
20 years.
Raylan's tongue be running from her when she talk. She be trying
to. It's actually been happening a lot lately, and I'm like, is something
just
wrong?
Slow down.
But I've been trying to slow down.
It's like, what are you rushing to get it out
I've been
for?
Trying to. My mind says slow down, and my mouth moves faster. I'm like, here it's coming. Tell me, look. I'm like, no.
Incoming.
So we're back in New York, you guys. Megan loves New York.
I do. It's my favorite city and my favorite season. Fall in New York is my favorite.
You would love Tokyo. I've never been, but...
Well, what makes you say that?
I just like New York.
How
Tokyo
do you know
Drift.
That?
I've seen it in the movies.
Well, I don't know.
Fast and Furious. And you know how we do. KFS family, we're back.
Wait, I just said,
Jesus, jump in.
No, did we do that last pod?
Yeah, we did.
Did we? Mm-hmm. I just feel a little raspy today.
Raspy. See, look at you.
See, I didn't even bring that to go. See, I feel a little raspy.
Last time we like pulled back, it was beautiful.
Really?
It was great. Instead, we usually crescendo.
I usually crescendo. You don't.
And guys who don't know what crescendo means, it means when you bring the volume up. But last time, we decrescendoed, and that means we did, we're back. So what would you want to do this time? Because we have to do it.
What's a good
balance?
Balance of nothing.
How do we say we're back in Braille?
What's it in sign language? Let's do that.
Come on, Megan.
All right, come on.
Don't play on the link, on the chain.
New York City. I love that
you
song.
Like Jonah. Ooh, I got Jonah's number, y'all.
Oh, my God, bro.
Hold on the chain, and then we're going to talk about that. Okay. We're back.
I'm telling you, it's something is...
All right, I'll take that.
I tried.
You did. And it was on key. And I pulled back with you. I did crescendo.
It was
y'all,
very small.
Jonah got a phone.
Jonah's been had a phone.
I just got his number. Why he had his number? Don't Jonah
because
that's
had a phone. Why. Because how you're acting right now is exactly why.
Jonah I'm not is texting my, right now.
He's at school, bro. It's Friday morning. He just got there. Give him a minute.
Y'all, let me. Can I please? Jonah is her baby.
My youngest son.
Her youngest son. Let me tell y'all. This boy got a phone.
This is how toxic B is. It's the son that gives her the least amount of attention, is so mean to her, and she wants him to like her so bad.
He loves me. He falls asleep on me every time I'm over there. He tried to act like he don't want to be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
There it goes. Look. So I text him. I said, Jonah, text me right now. When I got his number, he said, hi. I said, okay, I'm just going to let it ride. I got his number.
Y'all think she's playing, and she's not. She's being dead ass serious.
This goes back to the trauma of wanting people to like me. Everybody's not going to like you, Braylon. It's okay. Like, my nephew needs to like me. So I say, hey, Jonah, what are you doing? I just got back from school. I miss you. How was school? Boring, as always.
He said that.
Jonah is, no, he's 8 now.
Yeah, he's 8.
Jonah is 8 years old, y'all. We have to have a picture of him pop up. This is Megan's twin. Can you please write down this timestamp, Ash? Ding, Joe. Yeah. So I said, Jonah, don't say that. Tell me what you learned. All we do is learn. I said, what do you mean? I don't get recess. I was just learning. All we do is learn. And he corrects it himself because he spelled it wrong. I voice memoed him something. I don't know what I said. What did I say? Hold on. This is what I said to him when I voice memoed.
Tell me what you learned today.
Hold on. So I voice memoed.
Jonah, I know that, but I'm saying, what did you learn? Tell me what you learned today. You don't need recess every day.
Here go me. You don't need recess every day. No one kids
yes,
need
recess.
You do. I don't know why I said that. He said, yes, Duke. He said, I'm trying to say do. Yes, I do. He said expanded form. And so I thought he was talking about recess, but he was answering both of my questions because I asked him 2 questions. I said, what did you learn? Expanded form.
Oh.
I thought he was saying, yes, expanded form, recess. But he said expanded form. I said, what is expanded form? He said, you don't know what expanded form is? I will demonstrate.
He said that?
400 plus 60 plus 8 equals 468. That's how you do it.
Oh.
I will show you. I will demonstrate. I said, oh, that's fun. You are so smart. He said, thanks.
He uses his words very well.
I will demonstrate.
His vocabulary is very, and I think, you know what, though? I think that that's a testament to how I've changed my language as a mother.
I was about to say how you articulate yourself to your kids.
To him, yeah.
You don't talk to your kids like they're 8.
I don't.
She's like, okay. And I love this. I think I said this in another episode. When Megan's kids ask her questions, she explains it. Like, if she says, oh, you're so resilient, and Jonah says, what does resilient mean? Megan will literally explain it or pull up the definition or, you know.
Try to break it down so you can understand it.
Yes, you teach your kids with words, and you use big words as if they're adults.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I want my kids to have, I want my children to have good vocabulary, but I also want them to have language.
To articulate how they feel. Yep.
Because I feel like that is so important.
Yep.
I remember being a kid and feeling stuff and not knowing how to say that.
Yeah.
Not knowing how to be like, I feel.
Not feeling comfortable to say it, too. Yeah. So, that was me bugging Jonah. I'm texting him later. It's 10 a.m. I should just, let me test him.
Oh, my gosh.
If he responds. If he responds, I'll be like.
He doesn't have Wi-Fi at school.
Oh.
He doesn't have an actual phone number.
You are texting his iCloud. Relax.
Relax. He'll text you when he gets back to the house on the home Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Boy.
Talk to him.
Toxic. She's toxic, bro.
I love him. He is just my little, I call him my little Grinch. I stopped calling him that, though, because I'm like, don't manifest. But I'm like, my little Grinch. He's so cute.
Jonah's like a Sour Patch Kid.
He loves the crap out of me, though. I know he does.
No, he does.
Manifest. All this manifesting.
He loves the crap. I know he does.
I can feel it. Eli's my baby. Caleb is my homie. He don't be paying me no mind. He be like, what's up? He be giving me kisses and walks off. He's like, I love you, but I'm on my iPad. Yeah.
Leave me be.
Eli's older, so I can spend time with him and like taking places. I
his take bars, Jonah. Did you see his bar?
Yo, I didn't know if he knew you showed me.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Yes, you weren't.
That's my bad.
I didn't know. Is like the creative, free spirit. He's going to be his self, like walking in who he is 100%. Artsy. He got anime all over his room.
He's very confident as a 12-year-old. I wish I had that much confidence when I was younger.
And I think he knows who he is at this moment, you know?
Yeah.
So we were talking about Wildin' Out. And I'm like, Eli, okay, if you were on Wildin' Out, we had to play a game called Let Me Holla. You got to holla at me. So act like I'm the Wildin' Out girl and you're coming to holla at me. He walked up. He said, okay. I said, but like, you have to think of like a good, you know, like holla, whatever. Instantly. No thought, no nothing. No, he didn't Google it or nothing. He walked up to me. He said, dang. What did he say?
It was about his heart. Organ donor?
Yes. He's like, something like I would be an organ donor because I would want to give you my heart. Yeah. It was something super clever and super cute. And I was like, Eli.
I'm like, you be spitting that shit to the girls, don't you?
I was like, you're so good with your words. I was like, you could be on Wildin' Out. Would you ever want to do Wildin' Out? He was like, yeah, but I wouldn't want to do the rapping part. I'm like, you can rap. Like, you know music. Who's your favorite artist? He was like, I think Kendrick. He's like, I love Summer Walker right now. He's just like his mom.
What?
Literally.
I'm like, he likes Summer Walker. Summer Walker right now.
He's like, I love Summer Walker right now. I was like, you could rap if you really wanted to rap. I was like, you have until October 14th to go on YouTube, find me an instrumental, and write me 16 bars. I was like, do you know how to count bars? He's like, I think I do. I was like, well, just keep writing until you run out of words. So I was going to give him a topic or whatever. I didn't give him a topic. I didn't give him the beat. He looked up an instrumental on YouTube and started writing. Like, I look at in the corner. He has his headphones in. He's like, writing. So Megan, first of all, I gave him till October 14th. I was like, that's more than enough time. That's 3 weeks, but whatever. He, Megan found his phone, I guess.
Well, I went to their bathroom because they were both in the shower.
Yeah.
Jonah was in the shower and Eli was getting ready for bed. And he was like, do you want to see my bars that I wrote for Auntie B? And I said, oh yeah, let me see it. And he showed it. First of all, the beat that he picked was not, it was just interesting. It was like a Kendrick beat that's not like a popular Kendrick beat.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a B-side type vibe. And he showed me his lyrics. And I was literally like, that's my kid.
I said, excuse me, any topic. He could have rapped about girls. He could have rapped about his swag. He could have rapped about being fly. He could have rapped about, I'm that nigga. I mean, obviously he's 12.
He would have said, I'm that nigga. In one of them bars.
He would have got his ass
whooped. I would have been like, all right.
But you know, like, yeah, 12-year-old's like, I want to, this boy wrote.
Ashley, I got to show you these lyrics. It's crazy.
Ashley.
Can we?
God. Ooh! Eli, I love you so much. Are you listening to this? Get off of our podcast.
No, seriously, get
You're
off.
You're not supposed to be listening. Man, he rapped about God.
He said, can I tell him?
Megan.
Or no? They never gonna hear it anyway.
I mean, is Eli gonna know we told his rap? It's just so hard.
It's cute though. But he shows me his phone. He has it typed out in his notes, and it says "rap for Auntie B." And it said,
"It literally made my eyes water." I'm literally, like, "This kid is," and it was good.
It was good.
I'm like, that's clever.
He said, what happened on the, I don't even know, but I don't know his cadence, so I can't rap it. I don't know how
he's. Does he know you showed me?
Yeah, I told him, he was like, mom, you were supposed to wait. And I was like, I didn't know. I thought, he was like, you were supposed to wait. So anyway, he said, what happened on the first day? Light was created.
Ooh!
Yeah, that is true. That is what I just stated. I don't know why when people say this, and then get hated. Mm. So, yes, on the first day, light was created.
I'm going to say it again.
He said, call back.
He said, I don't know why people say this and get hated. I don't care that I'm going to get hated.
So yes.
So, yes. On the first day, light was created.
That's my kid,
that is
bro.
Clever to me.
You know what I'm saying? That's my
kid,
bro.
He's like,
kid,
people
bro.
Say this and get hated. I'm still going to say it. I'm going to say it people again. Say, I don't care if you
But
hate
he
me.
Has the mindset that... If I'm going to live for God and speak truth about God, I'm prepared that I'm probably going to get hated on. And that's okay. I'm cool with that because at the end of the day,
so it was created. Again, light was created, whether you believe it or not.
Whether you believe it or not, that's what happened. So then he says,
Ashley's standing up, y'all. Y'all can't see Ashley, but she's standing up.
Then he said, what happened on the second day?
Come on.
Now there's a sky. When God made it, he didn't even try. He got so much power stacked up like a tower. He's so clean, he don't need no shower. And God's sweat, you know, ain't sour or something like that.
He don't need no shower. That's literally, when I read
that's
it.
That's what Megan
sent it to me, I was like, your son? Don't need no shower. So, yes, again, on the first day, light was created.
Educated.
With the word.
With the word.
Light was created.
Ooh. Yeah. I just love the fact that, I just think that that's so, like, for me, I'm just like, he sees it.
He gets it. He feels
and
it.
I never had to force it. Yeah. I just had to be me.
Yep.
I just had to be it.
You just had to lead by example.
I just have to live that. And he see, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not uncommon to hear about God in my house.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon. Like, it's so normal that if you ask me to write a 16, it's going to come up because that's just in me.
That's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I
you can
love
choose
that.
Any topic. Crazy. I can't wait to talk to him about it.
He said,
I was like, I need a hook verse hook. He said, do you know what a hook is? I said, the part that repeats over and over. He's like, oh, yeah. I said, well, I need a hook. I can't wait.
Yeah, we got to get that boy in the studio.
What? I was like, you could get in the studio.
Yeah.
I just thought that was so dope.
I think it's dope, too. Yeah. It makes me... As a parent, you always are, like, hard on yourself.
Yeah.
But when I read that, I had that moment where I was like...
He gonna be all right. Like, my son got it. Like, God's hand is already
like
on him.
Like, he's good.
Because if some of y'all ask y'all kids to write a 16, you know what it's gonna be? I pulled up in the Rari.
Whoa!
Double R's on the... My pussy wet.
Oh my God, a 12-year-old?
A 12-year-old, yes.
Jesus.
Because that's what they're listening to. That is what they're... what is the word? When you copy?
Mimicking.
All that.
Projecting.
All that is what they're emulating, mimicking, copying.
Emulating. Yeah. I get it.
Them kids ain't about to write about God.
But you know what's crazy, though? It's not like he listens to...
Gospel all the time.
Christian rap or something like that.
Rap,
he listens to...
Yeah.
Like I said, like I walked in his room one time, he had... Yeah, Candle on, Alex Isley was playing. I'm like, yo.
You setting the mood.
I was like, not a vibe. You got a vibe? You had the LED lights and the screen project. Yeah. Like, my kid got a screen projector in his room.
Yeah.
He didn't set up his shit.
His room is
It's a
dope.
Vibe. It's
his
a
room,
vibe.
You walk into his room, you know
But he was
him.
Sitting at his desk. There's a candle. And you're vibing to Alex Isley? That's
Eli, what's
crazy.
Going on?
He's like, I'm like, yo, you are my kid.
Yeah.
You are my kid.
I asked him, I was like, so who are you listening to? He's like, Summer Walker, Kendrick right now. I really like Summer Walker or whatever. And I was going through stuff. I was like, do you listen to the clean version? He said, Auntie B, if it's available.
He said, because I got to hear
He's
it.
Like, and yeah. He's like, if it's available. Because some of the stuff had an e-buy. And I'm like, this is explicit. He was like, well, they don't have the clean version.
But see, though, like, when he comes out with bars like that, like, when he's freely...
Himself.
When he's given the ability to freely create and that's what comes out,
Ooh.
I feel comfortable allowing him to experience certain things.
And you know right from wrong.
Yeah. Like, I trust his judgment.
He knows. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's good. And that was really cool because I got to bring them to the show, to the first show of the comedy tour.
Eli came.
He's been asking. He's like, I want to go. I want to come. And so it felt good to, you know, fly him and Jordan out.
Yeah.
And, let them
come
to the show.
Oh, we got to pop up pictures. Put that timestamp, kind
of. The pictures of the show.
Of Eli. Yeah. Well, my picture with
him. Oh, you and
him,
yeah.
Did you think you took pictures with him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, I was running around. I didn't get pictures with him, but you did. But you guys did. But there is this one picture that I love, and he's, like, facing the camera, and it's our backs are towards the camera, and we're talking. It looks like we are giving him game. Like, we are putting this nigga up on game, and he's, like, listening.
Yeah.
And we sitting there. We look like we really intense, like, talking to him.
Yeah. He listens too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has great conversation. Yeah. But it was cool for him to see
what we do.
What we do. and understand. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even yeah. Jordan, last time Jordan came to New York when we pod, she told kind of like, oh, this is a lot.
Baby J?
Yeah.
Oh, when did she come?
When she came to, last time we were in New York.
Oh, my mind is going blank.
Remember she came to New York, she left. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot.
When we, the first time we pod here, she was like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's not. Yeah. Y'all think we just boop-a-doop-a-doop jump in front of a camera. Like, it's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
But you have to have stuff to talk about. You have to, you know, every single day we don't feel good.
Yeah,
you
the logistics of it, just all of it.
We want to give y'all our energy, our best, or we're tired, or we're traveling, or... You know, it's not free. Like, people are like, even with Patreon, you know, people are like, now y'all charging for content. Y'all, it takes thousands of dollars to produce this for y'all. We have been doing
thousands of dollars to produce one episode.
One. And, you know, it's not, we're trying to have, you know, give y'all great quality stuff. So, yes, there has to be some type of way we make financial income to walk in our purpose. And this is also thankfully our job and our purpose. Are aligned, but this is our job, you know, so we love doing it, but it's a lot that goes into it. And we're so grateful for our team and each other, but it's not free to produce. It's not, you know, and it's, not, you know, we love the people that aren't on Patreon too. Like, we're not forcing y'all to buy that, but the people that do want that extra content and all that, we appreciate y'all a lot because that is really, really helping us sustain our business.
Yeah.
And we love giving y'all that content. It's fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, I said all that to say that sounded like a Patreon commercial. I'm not trying to promote Patreon.
Like, and if you are interested
you can
that,
go for a low price of, yes. But, right, no, I said that to say, because, you know, people kind of get, once you get to a certain level, start charging for content. Mm-hmm. But it's like, even with social media, you can't do that forever. Yeah. You have to get paid some type of way.
I mean, and anything that you enjoy, anything. You have to, there's a price for it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to go to... You're not going to enjoy, you know, a TV show and watch it for free. You got to pay something. There's a subscription somewhere, whether you have cable, which I don't
think
anybody has cable
on,
but,
you know, whatever.
There's some sort of, you know, exchange.
Yeah. So I just, you know, we want to let y'all know we're not trying to take y'all's money, but yes, we are building a community where we can make money and continue to produce and travel and live the life we want to live and give y'all what y'all want from us. But Columbus and Detroit was there.
Yeah, that was fun. First stop of the tour.
Yeah.
Being Columbus, Ohio, which is where...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It felt so weird being back there because I haven't been back to Columbus since I moved. And it just felt so weird being back there.
Columbus is where me and Megan met, y'all. We met in Columbus when we were 12. And I had on my velour outfit.
We've discussed this.
Well, I just want the new viewers to know.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
You guys can go to episode.
Watch all the episodes.
Find it. I don't
Find
even know.
Find it. It's in probably 10 of them. But
yeah.
Our first show was supposed to be in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And that show got canceled. So our first stop of tour, of this Real Talk comedy tour that I'm on, was literally Columbus, Ohio.
It was
nostalgic.
Different being back there. We were trying to go back to our high school, but we didn't make it back there.
Yeah, that we reached out. They didn't answer.
But yeah, it was cool.
Her mom came to the show.
My mom.
With her husband.
My stepdad.
My uncle, my cousin. My uncle, which is my dad's brother. My cousin, which is my dad's brother's daughter, and Eli came.
And Eli, yep, and Jordan was there,
Baby J.
That was fun.
Ashley was there.
It was fun. It felt good to have, like, family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, both of our families.
I get nervous
that felt...
with family. Not nervous, but I'm like, ugh. About to talk about.
My mom said.
What?
All that, what she's all that.
All that stuff y'all talking about, y'all dish like, it out, but y'all can't
like,
take it.
She was like, I'm not, and she was like, it wasn't funny to me because I know what I'm doing.
What?
Talking about giving head.
Because I have a joke about giving head, how giving head is hard. Her mom's talking about, well, yeah, that wasn't funny to me. It's not hard for me.
Hard for me.
She's like, oh, so now you want to dish it out, but you can't hear it.
It's like, mom.
No. You know her mama, a woman of God. So I was like, I do not want to talk about this on stage.
My mom is the rawest, like, realest person that I know.
For sure.
Like, she's super, super saved.
Yeah.
But gonna get, like, it
real.
Is very real.
It's going to be real. Yeah.
Very real.
Yeah.
When I say I was on a phone conversation with my parents, FaceTime.
That's gross. You told me about this.
I'm not even going to say it out loud, but the fact that they talk about sexual things, my parents aren't together anymore, but they're really close friends, and they will talk about things as if I'm not their daughter and sitting right there.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, y'all got to chill.
Gross. Ew.
Oh my God. You know I walked in on my dad having sex one time.
Once you see it, you can't.
You can never unsee that, bro. I saw it.
I heard, and I ran back downstairs. Like, I heard.
I saw.
That's disrespectful.
I saw, and my half sister set me up. She was little, right? So she comes downstairs. We're supposed to be downstairs watching a movie. So we downstairs, and she's like, "Daddy wants you," and I was like. I'm thinking like he didn't yell for me. I didn't hear him. Maybe he just in the bed asleep and he wanted me to come upstairs, you know, because I know him and my stepmom were upstairs. So she said, Daddy wants you. And I'm like.
She knew something was going on?
Oh, she absolutely fucking knew.
Ew.
Because Daddy didn't want me. I saw what Daddy was doing.
Daddy was not worried about.
He was not worried about. I walked in. First of all,
Megan.
Yo, lock the door.
Don't do it when kids are here.
No, do
or,
it.
Or tell
lock
them,
the
don't
door.
Come to my room.
Lock the door. They're still going to come to your room. Lock the door. You can't have sex with kids in the house and not lock the door.
Okay, so then what?
I'm not.
Finish the story.
When I say my dad was getting it in, I will never be able to unsee that.
Like,
I can't even say it.
This was with your mom?
No, bro. My mom and dad weren't together. I never know my mom and dad together. Yeah. But they were divorced by when I was like three. Ugh. But it was my stepmom.
Lord have mercy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, you'll Columbus, never unsee that.
Never.
Like, to this day, vividly, I can vividly see it. Ew. Like, see the house, okay, like, Megan. Everything.
Because now when I say, see your dad, I'm like, hello.
I open the door, going upstairs, like, my dad wants me. I open the door and walk in. He was like, get out. And I was like. You know that moment where you're frazzled? You're just like, oof. Now the door's open.
Talked about it again?
What? No. No. What is there to talk about?
Now you know what you saw.
Yeah, I do. I do.
When two people love each other.
What do you think is the appropriate age to not be naked in front of a child? Because I grew up being, like, my mom and my dad were very, like, free people. Like, my family is like
that. Like, how old should the child be?
Yeah, like, what, like, I said all that to say, Eli Express, he was like, I think I'm getting too old to see you naked. Like, you need to cover up.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to see my mom's titties.
I don't want to see that. And I'm like, I get it.
They're not the best.
They're not. I get it. Some days I don't want to see it either, so I get it.
I wouldn't want to see these little prunes either.
I don't want to see
my fingers are sagging. Yeah.
Could you imagine seeing your mom is just butt-ass naked walking around? Yeah. It's like, chill. But I've always been that way. I've always been that way. I'm a very, like, free person.
I'm naked around my friends.
Yeah, I don't give a damn. Yeah. I'm naked. But for your children, child...
Yeah.
And then now Jonah's starting to look at me sideways a little bit. So I'm like, he might be getting to that age. You know?
Yeah. 8, 7, especially of the opposite sex. Like if their dad, you know, naked around their dad or getting dressed around their dad.
Yeah.
But not like.
Like Eli shuts the door.
Yeah. He's 12.
He's like privacy.
Give me a second. I have private parts.
Yeah. But it's like.
Boy, you my son. Yeah.
Those private parts were inside.
No, 12 is a good age. Double digits.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm putting a robe on a little bit more nowadays. Mm. He can't see that.
So Columbus was good. Columbus was the first show. And it's so crazy, y'all, when I do stand-up, because I was in my head that show.
That's crazy.
I got off stage and Megan literally attacked me like, you
No, that was
it.
The second show.
No, that was Columbus. When I got off stage at Columbus, you were like, you did the second show too, but Columbus...
I'm trying to think of the arena. I can't. Yep. Oh, no. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. I had on the black shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Columbus, you were like, mm-hmm. And that feels so good when Megan is there on the side or she's like, you did great, whatever. Like, because I was in my head and we get to the back, you're like, that's definitely top five. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I was struggling up there in my mind, obviously not to the crowd or to mm-hmm. you. But then Detroit, I felt like, oh, my God.
Detroit was another level.
Oh, my God.
I never seen you that confident on stage. That was a different level.
Oh, my God.
That was a different level. And I think, too, like, that energy of having the lights and the...
Yeah.
And then you got that pep talk
from Ricky Smiley. Yeah.
And I think that helped.
Yeah.
And we were... I mean, when I say we were on the side of the stage going ham...
I literally saw Ricky Smiley on, like, doing, like...
Jump. I mean, he was going nuts.
I thought he was going to run back out.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fine. Come on.
He literally was on one side of the curtain. He comes over to me, and he was like, that's how you get that shit. You see that? And we was going... Yeah. Like, we was super hyped.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell y'all the difference. So Detroit... I came out to my song, and I'm like, all right, what's up, Detroit? And I went straight into my set.
No, Columbus, you mean.
I mean, Columbus. I'm sorry. Columbus. And then I just, I was rushing. Like, sometimes I go off the energy of the crowd, so the crowd is kind of low. Then I'm like, I'll be a little low. Let me hurry up and get off stage. I'm nervous. I'm in my head. Nobody's laughing. Whatever. But that's not how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to change the energy of the crowd. You control the crowd. They don't control your performance, right? So I get off stage. I talked to Ricky Smiley for probably 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I was just like down after the show. I'm like, nobody else noticed that? Like, mm-mm. I thought it was horrible. So, but Ricky noticed a little bit of what I felt. I don't know if that's because he's a comedian or he was like, you got him up. You came out. The lights was on. He was like, you execute. You hold that moment. Like, you play another song. You're in your bag. You brought him down too quick. You brought him down, went straight into the first joke. And they're like, what happened? They were way up here. You brought him back down. He was like, you were rushing through your jokes. And, you know, he was just encouraging me, you know, constructive criticism. But he was like, tomorrow you do this. You have three songs. You come out, you get lit. You take a joke from the song, whatever. And I did exactly what he told me in Columbus. And it felt different. Like the energy, the it was so good.
It felt different even from as a bystander, as like a person on the
that
outside
sees
watching
all my shows.
It felt different. It felt very like I said, it was a confidence. It was a confidence thing. And I think that that's the thing that I try like to put in you, in your head before a show. I'm like, this is your shit. This is your stage. This is your show. This is your like taking control over that. And it was brilliant.
It was fun.
It was brilliant.
That show was fun. That's how you want to feel every show. But every show doesn't be like that because, you know, every show is different. If you have a bad show, throw it away. Next. If you have a good show, throw it away. Next. Every show is different. So, but that's how I, like, that's what makes me, like, I love stand-up.
It's fun. I think that I never want you to shy away from giving yourself credit for what you do. Like, that is a hard thing to do.
It's to get I still can't up believe
on
I
a
do
stage
it.
In front of thousands of people.
It's
and,
still
and it's on you to make them laugh or be entertained.
It's
like
crazy.
The fact that you have been able that you have been doing this now for 4 years.
5 years. This is the fifth year.
Years now.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Next year will be 5 years. Yep. That is a very
It's mind blowing.
Like that's talent.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
Yeah.
To be able to do that.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
And I think just being brave, like, y'all be brave. It is still scary. Like, that is a brave thing. Like, I do believe God gave me the gift of, like, making people laugh and being a natural entertainer. I do believe that's a gift. I don't feel like I had to learn that. I did have to learn the technique of stand-up.
Like, there is a technique.
Like, there's jokes come in threes or, you know, the climax of this, the whatever. There's a technique to it. The callbacks and the wittiness of it and how to, you know, improv and all that. But God did give me that gift. But at the end of the day, y'all, it boils down to bravery. Whether I was going to fail or not, I was brave enough to try and do it every single time, whatever you want to do. We're not just talking about stand-up. Whatever it is, y'all just have to be fearless and do it. Just fucking do it. Like, because stand-up is...
What do you feel like? What do you feel like causes you to be fearless? Like what? Because you know, before you're on the stage, you're nervous. You know, but what causes you to tap into that and just go?
I think the two options, like the options of doing it and the result of doing it and the result of not doing it. Like the result of not doing it scares me more than doing it. Like if you're not doing it, if you're not taking risk, if you're not. You're so stagnant and you're not going to reach any success or any goals or anything that you feel like you want to reach, whether it's monetary, whether it's career-wise, whatever that is. That scares me more than trying. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm articulating right, but like, that is scary to me, being in the same position next year, being in the same financial situation, being in the same mindset, being in that scares me more than trying.
What scares you about that?
Being stagnant. And just not, I just don't feel like that's what life is about. Like, you should never be in the same place over and over and over and over. I feel like there's always more to learn. There's always more to gain. There's always more to heal. There's always more to do. And I'll go back to that. I don't want to lose that thought talking about the journey. But I think I was talking about it with Ashley. That's being stagnant scares me more than trying. So they're both scary. But I'm like, that bravery is going to kick. That has to kick in. Like, I feel like I have no choice. Stand up. This is my purpose. This is my calling. This is what I'm good at. I have no choice.
Do you feel like that scares you because you've seen it?
You're saying in me?
Not
or in other people.
Just in other people. You've seen the effects of being stagnant
absolutely.
In other people's lives.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And when you jump out on faith and you do that, the blessings that come from that. Like, I don't know what this comedy tour, what is going to bring me. I know it's going to bring something greater, though. Mm-hmm. Like, me staying on stage, kind of like what Batch was saying. Like, I don't know why, but I know the result of it is going to be epic and beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know? So that scares me, not getting that gift of the result, that blessing, more than doing it. Mm-hmm. It's like, just do it, y'all. Yeah. Like, there's so much fear in trying something new or jumping out on faith, a new career, a new hobby, a new whatever it is. Do it, because I'm telling you, the result of being stagnant is way worse than possibly failing.
Yeah.
And but I was talking to, I think it was you, Ashley, when we were talking about like the goal of being a billionaire or whatever. We were, you know, I was like, everything we've manifested, all of us, I feel like we've said it, we put it on a vision board, we change our name and our phones, it happens. The excitement isn't like billionaire be, I know I'm gonna be a billionaire. The excitement is how. The how is what makes you excited. Mm-hmm. And when God starts putting the pieces together, that's like, damn, that's lit. Like, God really did that. Or like, wow, that was cool. Like the $1 million journey. Yes, getting the million was great, but the journey was so mind-blowing that that's what made it cool.
Yeah.
Like, I know
it's literally just like doing a puzzle. It's like,
literally,
if you buy a puzzle,
you know you're going to finish the puzzle.
This is the picture. You know the picture.
Yes.
Now it's just putting, it's the thrill of putting the pieces together. That is the thrill.
It's and so I
think
cool.
I think going to the store and getting a box, a puzzle, right, and getting the box is like discovering the purpose. It's like you see it, you have it, it's in your hands, it's in your possession, you see the vision, you see it. Now it's like, okay. And that's why I say you got to fall in love with the work.
Yeah.
You have to fall in love with the process.
That's the best part.
To teach yourself to fall. And that's hard, because most of us resent the process because it's the work.
Yeah, it's the work.
People resent that.
It's the work.
But when you don't resent the work or resist the work and you fall in love with the work, it's a constant thrill.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, what's God going to
so
do
cool.
next?
What is he going to
do
next?
What's he about to do? I feel that way even when I'm in like dark places.
Mm-hmm.
There's something in me that's excited now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't used to be that way. A year ago, I wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But now, when I experience certain things, there's a deep thing in me that's excited because I know what's coming from that.
Something good.
I'm about to learn something new. I'm about to transform.
A new chapter in your life.
I'm about
to,
that's exciting to me.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But it kind of goes back to what we were talking about last night on the balcony. And I was like, I feel like, you know, God calls all of us to do something. But it says, you know, many are called, few are chosen. And I feel like there are specific people that it's like, you just don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice.
I'm going to make this so plain and black and white that this is what you're supposed to do, that if you don't do it, you're uncomfortable. And if you do it, you're uncomfortable.
It's on your spirit so heavy. You have no choice.
You have to walk in it.
You have to walk in it.
I feel that so strongly.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, it almost is like the only alternative is to die.
That's it.
That's literally how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't do nothing else.
Yeah.
Because if I step outside of this, I'm miserable.
Yeah.
If I step in it, I'm uncomfortable.
Mm.
If I don't do either, I die.
Mm.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, it's like I played this song for Ashley last night.
Thank you, God.
And it talks about there, like, you were always there. It talks about, like, I've done this, I've done that, I was here, I was there, I went there, but you were always there. And I was like, when you come to that full revelation, like, damn, I've done everything in the world to get you away from me, to get you not to love me, and you still pursued me and still placed me exactly where you wanted me to be, how can I not?
Yeah, I have to.
How could I not?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
that feeling is very strong.
It's heavy.
It's heavy.
Heavy.
It's heavy.
But it gets heavier. I guess it does get heavier when you really start to know your purpose. Like, I've never
you
felt
become
that.
Enslaved to it, it feels
like.
It's like, I am enslaved to this.
Yep.
This thing owns me.
Yep.
Like I told them last night, I was like, when you see it.
Yep. You can't unsee it.
You can never unsee it.
Can't unsee
that it. That happened. I saw that. Yep. I can never unsee that again. So now it's like living a life that doesn't align with that, is, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to navigate. Mm. Finding your purpose and trying to live in that. And especially when it doesn't make sense to anybody else. When it doesn't make sense to your family, when it doesn't make sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
and that's
hard.
Why you have to be spiritually open. You have to be open to finding it.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I feel like I knew my, I guess it was my purpose in that season. So I don't want to say I never knew my purpose. I feel like we talk about that a lot. It changes, but I feel the most purposeful right now.
Yeah.
But in the seasons that I was in, I guess I had different purposes in those seasons, you know? But I feel right now I am walking like, in the most, like, and kind of like what we talked about in LA when me and you were on the bed, the end goal, like when it's that, every single thing you do
has to align with that.
Everything.
When I say everything, I mean everything.
I don't care if a nigga hits your phone. You it's be like, for what?
Or
that does not align with the vision. And it's so easy to turn down guys or females. It's so easy to, I don't need to go to that club. I do not need to link up with you, girl. Like, we are not on the same page. I do not. It's so much easier to do that and not be frivolously walking through life doing random shit that does not align with the end goal.
It's so much easier.
It's so much easier to be like, y'all got it. I'm gonna stay in the bed.
And I don't have the energy. I've exerted all my energy to my purpose. I don't even have the energy to do shit that I'm aligned with it. I don't even have the capacity to do that.
And you don't feel like you're missing out. I feel like I used to have FOMO. When I was younger, I used to have FOMO.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. Like, I don't want to miss that party or so-and-so's in town. We need to go to this concert. Like, I still do that a little bit because I do know the industry we're in. In certain places, we just
gotta
have
be there.
To, our faces need to be there.
That's just what it is.
They need to know for sure. At the end of the day, that's I don't want to go either. But we all
we
need to walk
go.
In looking like a unit and
we gotta go.
They need to feel us.
Yeah.
You know, but I used to be like every... Two changes in town. We need to go to his concert, especially when I was doing music. I always wanted to be around rappers and singers because I wanted to
be in that industry,
in music. So I had FOMO. Now I'm like, maybe that does not align with what we're trying to do. Really? I do not have to be at that event.
For what?
I do not need to be there.
For what?
Yep. And it's easier to say no. You don't feel like you're missing out because it just doesn't align with where you're going.
And anything that we're supposed to be at, God always makes it.
Yep.
He always. I mean, when I say always,
always,
he always.
He just tells us, literally, like last night.
Like last night, that was divine.
We didn't even know that
we
was going on.
We didn't even know that was happening.
We don't know what that's going
to
lead to tonight.
And we just talked about that person the day before, and it was just like, boom, right there. There you go. Do that. Like God, literally, just be like, do that.
Literally, go.
You know, literally,
it's that simple.
Literally, that simple.
Just show up.
Just show up. But this goes back to what we talked about last night with you, with Ashley. All you got to, Ashley was talking about, she was like, I was in a bad place. I was like, she was like, probably one of the worst places in my life in that moment. Like, I was down really bad. And she kept feeling this nudge to go to church, and she just couldn't do it. Like, I'm crying. I can't do it. I'm feeling bad. Da-da-da-da-da. And she said she rolled over, hit play on the live stream of church. And the very first thing that came out of that person's mouth, literally, freed her instantly. And I said all that to say, sometimes it just, you just gotta show up. Sometimes you just gotta roll over. Sometimes you just gotta turn your head. Sometimes you just gotta do
one small
step towards him.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I was telling that to Imani. I was like, God sees your effort. That's all. He is not wanting you to be perfect.
Man.
He does not want us to be perfect. He wants you to try. He sees your effort.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
good.
Because
he sees your heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's looking at what's the posture of your heart. Because I know that there have been times where I physically, like my physical body couldn't do anything, but my heart was so badly trying to get to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like my heart was trying so bad, but I couldn't put my physical body in any position that looked on the outside. But thank God he sees my heart.
My heart.
The posture of
my
heart.
He sees you trying.
Yeah.
He sees you trying. He sees you hurting. He sees you...
All
he sees everything. All this shit you try to hide, all the shit you try to mask, he sees it. He just wants you to try.
Yep.
I was telling that to Imani. You got to give effort.
Just effort.
A little bit of effort.
That's it. If the, like, for me, I know this is something that I'm, like, openly rebuking myself for. But like God has been telling me to write more, and I haven't been doing it because it frustrates me now.
Why?
Because
I feel like you're a great writer. When you get that journal out and you get to write in, that pen don't stop.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm frustrated in the process, though. Because I feel like I'm trying, I have so many things going on in my head that my hand can't catch up. And it frustrates me. You know what I'm saying?
I
can't get it all out. And then it feels rut. Like, I feel like I'm, and I could easily, okay, just slow down, write, you know, whatever. But I feel like my brain is going faster than I can physically write. Or type. And so that's frustrating to me. So then it gets me in a position where I'm just like, fuck it, I don't want to write no more. Instead of being like, okay.
Slow down.
Yeah, slow down.
Gather
or
your
whatever.
Thoughts. Yeah.
So, but I said all that to say, even a small effort would unlock a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if I just wrote something for 10 minutes.
Something.
Just
write. Something, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you forget.
Because God will meet you in that moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you just show a little bit of effort, he's like, all I need you to do to pick up the pen.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it's two hours later.
You
know what I'm saying? It's like, all I need you to do is take one small step. Fill out the application. I'm not asking you to have it figured out. Just fill the application out.
I'm not saying you're going to get the job.
I'm not saying
to build your resilience.
I'm trying to
build your confidence.
I'm trying to teach you how to deal with rejection.
Kind of like what we were talking about with Jamal.
Yeah.
Just have the faith.
Yes.
God will finish it.
He just will figure
wants you to take
out
that first
the rest.
Step.
Yep. Obedience is our only job. Outcome is God's job. He'll take care of the outcome. You just have to be obedient. And sometimes even the smallest of things. You know what I mean? That's why I'm intentional about, I don't walk over trash. You know how I am. I see trash, I got to pick it up. Something on the floor, I got to pick it up. If there's a cart, I got to put it back. It's like being disciplined and obedient over the littlest things. You know what I mean? And that's those small steps towards God. And he'll meet you every time. He'll meet you in those things every time. And then before you know it, you know what I'm saying? Just like with you, with your comedy, it started off just doing an open mic night.
Crazy.
Scared as hell.
What? 5 people.
Now you're doing arenas. You see what I'm saying? Like, God will meet you. I just need you to try. Just try it.
Just try.
I know you don't know what you're doing.
I
know you're scared. I know that this doesn't make sense. But just do this, and I'll meet you. I'll meet you there.
I think that's kind of like what the next topic we were talking about, kind of like what we're going through with the management thing.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I'm
maneuvering right now. It's like, sometimes you want to try and you don't know what to do. It's like, okay, I know
but
I
try
need to...
what?
Right.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you want me to try, but what do you want me to try?
Ow, yeah.
Just pinch my skin.
Bracelet?
Yes. Ooh, owie.
Caleb.
No, ow.
Poor baby.
Baby fell down
the steps the other day.
Ouch.
Ow.
But yeah.
Yeah.
You
like,
don't know what to try.
Yeah. For y'all that don't know, well, I haven't had management for almost 2 years now, but I was about to say, unbeknownst to me, that's not the quote. It was beknownst to you. You knew that.
Niggas want to be deep so bad. Unbeknownst to me. What is that even? What is unbeknownst?
Like, I didn't know.
I know what it
is. But I knew. I knew. It was not unbeknownst. It was beknownst to you. It was definitely beknownst.
That word is silly.
It was beknownst
to me. Is that a real word?
Yeah. I don't know how
beknownst
to spell it.
Beknownst and unbeknownst?
Unbeknownst to me. I don't know what beknownst is. Unbeknownst to me. Maybe unbeknownst to y'all. I haven't had management for 2 years. And Megan, when I say she hopped in like a thief in the night. Baby, I think she treads lightly with me because I hate the word management now.
I tread so light.
She's my manager at this point. She's like, I'm your assistant. But
I can't be her manager because I'm too emotionally involved.
Yeah, she's not my manager.
I can't
but
be.
She's but done I'm, every single thing that a manager should do for the past 2 years.
I feel like I'm more of like the manager of the person.
You're like, whoever this person is.
I'm like Braylon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like for Braylon.
Oh, for me. Yeah. I thought you meant like
not
the manager
like the
of
beast
whoever.
Like the entertaining part and that part of it. Yeah. Like I'm more of like a logistical, administrative.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the person, I feel like I have the person figured out the best.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like I feel like I know you probably the best.
Yeah. Out of anyone.
Because it's all the way around. Yeah. Like I know you.
Yeah.
And I just know what you're going to be, what you're going to do and what you're not going to do.
Yeah.
I just know. I'm like, she's not going to do that.
Okay, let's do a scenario. Oh, hi. We're just reaching out because we want B. Simone to do this charity event.
That's not a good example.
Don't make me sound like a bitch.
Because you've been taking all the charity events. Yeah. You've been doing a lot of charity events.
Yeah, I've done enough.
And you just got another one.
We need to have our own charity. Let me give
you another one, though, because that's not a good one.
No, we want her to do this charity event. We don't have a budget because it is charity.
Give me the deliverables. That's the first thing I'm going to ask. What are deliverables?
We need her to post 5 times.
And she's not doing that.
Yeah.
That's just a no. Anything that requires more than one post is probably going to be a no for B.
It's a no for me.
but if it was like, see, okay, so this is going to be interesting. This is how it goes for B. So,
I like your shirt. Where'd you get it?
You know the vibes. Come on,
she jumped in her bag quick. You know the vibes. You see it. You see it. Showing the back. That. He'll grow. Evolve. What? What? Merch coming early November. Okay, Eli. Making sure.
You know what I'm saying? They got to see that. Okay, so if somebody emails, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell y'all how I would present it to be. The right way or the wrong way, right? Okay, so say it's a month deal,
mm-hmm.
collaboration,
mm-hmm.
like a collaboration or ambassador type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the deliverables are, say the bag is 120,
mm-hmm.
and the deliverables are like 5 IG stories mm-hmm. alive and 4 posts
mm-hmm.
in a TikTok or something like mm-hmm. that.
The bag is 120K.
120.
Right.
Right. If I go to B and I say, and I lead with the deliverables,
ooh.
She's going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
Off bat.
It's
if
too much.
If I say 5 posts, 5 stories,
Jesus.
A lot, she's going to automatically
be
overwhelmed.
Stressed
and overwhelmed.
But she knows me. Because, before you go on, I'm going to tell you because how my mind works. If I'm posting all this for another brand.
I could be doing it for my brand.
Why am I not doing 5 posts a week for KFS?
But see.
Why am I not doing 5 posts a week for B. Simone Beauty?
But
why
am I? But she knows that and she... She still won't do it.
Right. But then it makes me mad. Because I'm not doing it for your teeth whitening, kid, when I'm not doing it for my... Yeah, I know. Okay, I get it. I just talk myself through it. That's what therapy is. Ugh, they make you talk and then you figure it out on your own. Put that in my notes.
I am very much I'm going to lead you to your own conclusion. I am very much that person. You figure it out.
Figure it out.
You get there. But... So if I leave with the deliverables, she's automatically going to be overwhelmed and she's going to say no. But if I say, hey, got this ambassadorship.
Mm-hmm.
This is the brand. This is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
What's the bag? 120.
Mm-hmm.
I break it down by week.
Yeah. Or month. Like you only have to do this month.
It's one month for 120.
Yeah.
And
I'd be like, bet.
You have
that
to
sounds
do
great.
A post and a story.
Yeah.
Now, if I come at her with a post and a story a week, that sounds a whole lot better than 5 IG stories, 5 posts, and a live.
Jesus.
And then how long is the live? 30 minutes. She can do 30-minute live. She's not going to do an hour live.
I'm not.
She's just not. She's not going to do that. She's not going to do
you
that.
You know me.
Get off me. So those, so that's how, I think that's how it is. Get off me. You don't rub my knee.
You're so sorry. First, I was just doing it to just like, hey. Then I was like, ooh. I was like, wow.
It's my pants.
I know, but it's like right here.
Yeah, I don't have any muscle. I have no muscle mass. What are you trying to say?
It feels good. This?
You just call me soft.
That is soft.
Yeah, because I don't have any muscles.
But you don't want to be soft?
No.
Oh.
I need to have muscle.
I like the way it feels. Sorry. I was like, ooh. No, like, you're a stress ball. Let me just
off me. My kneecap is not your stress ball.
Okay.
Don't touch me again. Stay on your side. I'm going to stay on my side.
As far as my side go.
Where you at?
Don't reach, bitch.
Don't go past where you are. So, yeah, that's... So, no, I'm not her manager, but I am helping to manage...
Everything.
Her life.
Everything. My
but
life.
How do you feel about that now coming up with, you know, now that you're kind of free agent,
mm-hmm.
finding a new agency?
Oof. I feel so good. I just feel, you know, a little antsy about adding anybody else to the team that I don't know or trust.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main thing. Like, when you find your team, you guys... It's so hard to add other people. But I'm thinking longevity. I'm like, at the end of the day, we're going to have way more people than this. We're going to be running a $1 billion company. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to trust people. If they don't do their job, guess what? You fire them and you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to work through it. You mm-hmm. have to delegate and you have to trust people to do their job.
Yeah.
So, you know.
My biggest thing would be is is that she's a human, right? And the reason why it's so important, like, B is such a hands-on person. And this is the hardest thing about our situation, you know what I mean? Because she's such a hands-on person. And this is why I say I can't really be her manager, because I'm too emotionally involved,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to make her uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
and that's hard for me to do that, especially mm-hmm. with this, especially with that specific
yeah.
situation,
yeah.
because I know how sensitive it is yeah. for you. So it's hard for me to be like, hard on you about yeah. certain things, because you're still, you know, healing, I feel
from
like
that. From, yeah.
you're still healing. You're yeah. still very much healing.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to navigate that sometimes, because I feel like it's on me to make sure you do, but it's also, I feel like as your best friend and partner, it also feels is my responsibility to make sure that you're always at peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if I see a little bit yeah. of unsettledness, yeah. I'm like, then don't do it.
I don't
need you
yeah,
to be in
yeah,
a bad
yeah.
place. It's yeah. not worth it to me.
Yeah. yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's what makes it
yeah.
hard.
Yeah. And we're going through that now, y'all. Like, we're trying to find, you know, at the end, we can't do it all.
Yeah.
Like, Megan cannot manage me. Megan is...
I can't.
Now,
not by myself, I can't.
And even then, you know? I'm just like, we're partners now.
Yeah.
Like, we know for sure needs, you know, a mm-hmm. PR, a manager. Like, we can't do... Megan's the face now. And she's still, I feel like, not battling with that, but she's still coming, you know, mm-hmm. she does so much logistic shit that I feel like she shouldn't even be doing. You know what I mean? But I'm like, you are the face now. We have to hire people to delegate that we trust and be like, do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just do this. You know,
we've made steps towards
no,
that.
No, 100%. 100%. We're still maneuvering.
Like, officially bringing
yeah, yeah,
JNF
yeah.
on as the,
yeah.
you know, for the
yeah.
for the podcast.
Shekinah Ashley.
Like, we have a team.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. But eventually, like, there's so much stuff that we both touch that we should never touch ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason we should be checking emails. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason we should be booking flights. There's no, like, all of that. But we're so hands-on, and we're very particular about who we give that work mm-hmm. to.
But
you know?
Want to know another thing that I notice about myself, though? I work better when I do. Like, I work better when I have a lot to do. I work better. Like, I am a, like, if you... I am a procrastinator
mm-hmm.
because I work better under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I work, like, if I have 1,000 things on my list, I work better that way
mm-hmm.
than if I have 2.
But I think your a lot to do needs to be artist shit, not assistant stuff.
Yeah, but it's like, what is... Oh my,
do you think Beyonce is booking her flights?
But I don't want to be Beyonce.
We're about to be.
of podcasting. That is where we're...
I mean, eventually, no. I won't be, no I won't be doing be... that because I will have other things, I'm sure. But I'm like, but what other things? You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I going to be doing? What am I going to be doing?
A lot of stuff.
But what?
If I'm not, I don't book flights and I don't book the rooms and I don't, and I'm still doing a lot. I'm going to Revolt. I'm doing the interviews.
Right, but I'm not doing what you're doing.
But I'm saying you were going to.
But when we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. We're not there yet.
God. Or going to a sound bowl class or journaling or writing your book.
Whoa.
Or being with your, you know, stuff you do already, being with your kids. Like, obviously you do that already, but I'm saying stuff that you naturally want to do other than booking a damn hotel.
But it makes me feel good. I love that. It makes me feel good. I don't like doing it.
Booking a hotel makes you feel good. I think having a task and accomplishing something makes you feel good. It's not the idea of booking.
I think, okay, I'm going to be honest. I've never said this out loud.
I'm like, let's get to the nitty gritty.
I do have a high capacity, but
then she gets overwhelmed. Look at Shekinah.
But I don't feel like I get,
yes, you do.
I don't feel like I get overwhelmed with that stuff. I get overwhelmed with life. Okay. That stuff centers me. That stuff makes me, like, it brings me back to focus. It brings me down. Life overwhelms me.
Okay.
Not work. Work never overwhelms me. My life overwhelms me. My thoughts overwhelm me.
Okay.
My mental health overwhelms me.
And all of that is at once.
And when it's all at once, it can be a lot. Yeah. But it's not my work. But here's the thing. I have a thing about feeling... I'm trying to, like, it's layers to it. I like being needed. I like being needed. And I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing, but I am.
Yeah,
that is
very natural.
That is my very honest truth.
Yeah.
I like to be needed.
Yeah.
I like to make myself useful.
Yeah.
I like to be an asset to people's lives.
Yeah.
I like doing stuff and it being like, I needed that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I like doing that. Yeah.
I like, and it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's not so much about doing something that gets me this, like, recognition. It could be something as little. I can come to your house, fold your towels. I just like the fact of doing something for somebody.
You like serving.
I like to serve.
And I think that you can serve in your purpose. Like, you when it gets to that point.
Yeah.
Like, it's still going to be serving. You're going to be busy. We're going to be busy. We were just talking the other day. We're like, we are going to get a jet.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have, the kids are going to come with us. Mm. We're going to have a team of people. We're going to be on the jet, 15, 10 deep. And we're going to be moving city to city, going to Jonah's games, then hopping on, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to get to that point.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be sooner than later. But, you know, right now, everything we're doing right now is perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Like, there's no way I would have made it through my career without what you do. It's so needed. Mm. And I only trust you. I'm about to cry.
I was like, ew, tingly. I say, ew.
I only trust Megan. Only. Like, of course, Ashley, Shekinah. I trust everybody that is around us now. But, like, Megan could call me and be like, what's your social? I need your picture of your passport. I need your dad's last name and your mom's maiden name. I don't say for what.
Yeah, she's never asked me for what.
Like,
she never said,
here it is, I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah.
Whatever she is doing, I trust her wholeheartedly that whatever she is doing, that's what she needs.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't trust anybody else like that with my career.
Yeah.
And that is what scares me.
Yeah.
Especially because of what I went through with
before,
my past manager.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't end well.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like.
And that, I think that's why I feel so sensitive about it. Like remember that time we were sitting, were we in Chicago? And we went out to the balcony in the hotel, and you were like,
sitting on the ground.
That was the first time we actually like had that conversation.
Yep.
And
because
I just appreciated how raw you were with it. You were like, I'm scared. Like, I don't, this is still uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
It was the first time. Because listen, B didn't have a manager. We never talked about what that looked like for me.
Like.
I just,
she just jumped in.
Whatever she needed me to do, I did it.
Yeah.
But having that conversation of like, I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't, this is uncomfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the first time we had had that conversation. That was a year in.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah. Because we just kind of, you just did it.
Yeah.
It felt right. Yeah. I didn't have to question nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm big on asking. Like, I'm a big phone a friend. I'm big on, phone a friend. Yeah. I'm calling Marquay, Nicole.
Yeah.
Y'all, am I doing this right?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be doing this? Yeah. Should I have this, or what would make this easier? Or what? Yeah. I'm like constantly asking questions because it's not just like, this is my best friend. It's a different type of investment that I have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From just, I'm just working with you or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very protective
emotionally.
Over
you. Yeah.
And we're still navigating through that and trying to, you know, figure it out and do what's best. And I believe that God will continue to show us what that looks like.
Yeah.
And I think it's not going to look the way it normally looks for everybody else. I think for you, it's going to look a little different, and that's okay.
And I'm excited to delegate.
Mm-hmm.
I want to wake up and be like,
what am I doing today?
Yep.
You tell me what I got going on.
I want to, everything you do, but just literally, like, we wake up, we just are.
That is back.
Is another one?
It's the same one.
Jesus.
It's gotta be.
What? Y'all need to get some bug spray. Mandy.
But it's just the one. I think
like, it's like a little one.
I think he's a co-host. I think he's like the studio co-host.
Yeah, I'm excited to just be the artist and be and not, you know. Yeah, I'm excited whenever that comes.
Yeah.
And when it happens, it's going to be a weight off of our shoulders, and then we get to worry about
other stuff.
Yeah, the stuff that we do, like the merch, the designing, the hands-on with that. And even with that, they delegate it. They go through all the steps, and then they bring us the design. Mm-hmm. No, yes, no, boom. They go through all the steps, and they go through JNF. They bring us the samples. Mm-hmm. Like, we still are hands-on, but we don't have to go through all the baby steps. Mm-hmm. We have a team that goes through the baby steps.
You know what, though? I will say there's been two group checks that I do not know what the fuck is going on, and I am happy to not know. I literally told Shekinah the other day, I said, I don't know what's going on in these group chats. I hope you have it figured out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going back and reading.
Shekinah's been doing so good with Patreon and I
actually
talk to
running Patreon. We don't gotta worry. Like, man.
That is what we need. That's what we need. Trust. You guys, if y'all do not have a team with the same core values, morals, and people you cannot trust, I'm telling you, it's so difficult. And you do not have the same end goal and the same vision. Like, it's like, okay, if purpose is leading me and money is leading you,
we ain't aligned, baby.
We're not aligned.
Oh, my God.
Because guess what? You're going to say yes to anything with a dollar sign on it.
Anything.
Anything. Anything with a dollar sign on it. You'll tarnish our name. You'll tarnish our image. You'll tarnish our brand.
For a dollar.
For a dollar. If you're money driven, that's cool. There's tons of teams that are. Find a team that align. If you're money driven, find people that are money driven. We're purpose driven.
Mm-hmm.
We're God driven. We're you know, we got to find people with that same mindset.
And when we've done that, because we've done that, I believe is why we've never had to worry about a dollar.
Anything.
We've never had to worry about paying anybody. We've never had to worry about
maybe. And we never will.
It's paying for itself at this point.
We will never have to worry about money.
I believe that is a testament to us chasing our purpose.
Yeah. And being
God's
obedient.
Like, again, be obedient. I'll take care of that.
I got
you don't
that.
Worry
you worried
about
that?
What are you worried about that for?
You worried about
here,
money?
Here, there go 10 bands.
Here.
There's 10 bands. Boom.
Okay,
do what I told
do
you.
Do this.
Do that. Here go another 10. Here go another 20. Here go another. Here, do that.
And that's why when literally I go back to billionaire it's not about when I get $1 billion, what I'm going to do with it. Like, I don't need $1 billion. Mm-hmm. It's about I can do that.
I can do that.
Let's see the journey. Let's see what God
trusts the fact that God trusts you with that money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's putting it in the right
and preparing
hands because I know what you're going to do with that. You're not going to get that money and just blow it on a this or that or that. You're going to take that and utilize it
so
to expand
seeds.
The
yep.
message
yep.
and
yep.
to further expose who I am and what I've done in
yep.
your life.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. You're going to use that to propel this narrative or to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't. I've never been a person. I've never been rich. I've never been rich, right? But I spend money as if I'm rich.
I have it.
What? Not that I'm in, and I'm not in debt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying in the sense of like, I've always been a giver.
Yeah.
I've always been a giver. I've always just, if I see a need somewhere, yeah. Simple, if I just wanted to make your day, here go some flowers. Yeah. I was thinking about you, yeah. or it's your birth. I've never been like, keep it to myself. I've just been like, I want to bless people.
That's why it keeps coming back.
Like that lady yesterday.
That's exactly why it keeps coming back.
At when we went out to eat before the flight, yeah. I wrote her a $100 tip. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to be blessed. Because I know that that's sowing a seed. It's going to come right back.
It's going to come right back.
That's why I freely do it. And I believe that when you're like that, that's why God be like, all right, I trust you with it. I'll give you that.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
We never have and we never will worry about finances. Ever.
Ever. Ever.
We'll never worry about money.
Personally, professionally.
Ever.
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 That's a blessing. But that also, again, is a testament to chasing purpose. If you are chasing money, you're going to be forever chasing money.
If you're chasing a dollar, it's never going
to
stop.
It's never going to stop. You'll be bound. You'll be enslaved to that,
money.
To money. You'll always be chasing it.
Telling y'all, find people that are like-minded. Find people that are like-minded. If people are chasing money, find people that are chasing money. We are chasing purpose. We know the money is going to come.
And nobody on our team is money driven. Not one single person.
Let me tell y'all something about
Ashley. Not one person.
Shekinah too, because Shekinah, I think we still got an invoice we got to give you.
No,
I
mean,
you paid her? Okay, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I thought we was in debt with her.
No, she caught up.
Thank you for your servanthood, sister. God is going to bless you.
Our PayPal was fucked up for a minute, but we figured it out.
All right, we blamed it on a PayPal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to blame my PayPal.
You got to blame my PayPal. Please, sister, keep serving. God is going to... God is going to bless you in due time. If you just keep serving.
The word says wait on the Lord.
The team is about purpose.
And like, he shall renew
your
strength.
No, bitch. It's been six months. Where's my...
Your PayPal ain't fucked up like that. Now I'm going to send me my money.
See, when you come together for purpose, the money don't matter. Bitch, like, I have a daughter. Like, I need my money.
I was with y'all for a month.
I've been purpose driven since 2018. Like, bitch, it's been 4 years. Like,
where's my check?
But one thing I do want to share real quick, we're going to get out of here because we have a guest. Yeah, I ain't going to show y'all who yet. But
you already said it 15 times.
Okay, Jessica, there you Okay, sorry. Real quick, Ashley, she's running our Patreon and she's our videographer. She's been with us since our birthday, since my birthday. Let me tell y'all something. Patreon is a paid platform. We get paid on that platform for our subscribers that come from our podcast. Ashley said, you know what? I want to run y'all's Patreon for the first 3 months for free. Like, I don't want nothing. I want to build it up. I want to help
y'all. She's like, I want to prove it.
Why you should pay me for it.
I'm going to show you why.
October, November, December, she is not going to get a dollar off of all her work. She got to drop four extra videos a month. We got to go live. She runs the page. Everything we upload on Patreon, she edits and uploads. The first 3 months.
This is on top of her job as our
videographer. The first 3 months, she said, I don't want nothing. Y'all ain't got to pay me till January. I'm going to show y'all how I could build this page up, get y'all subscribers, edit all the content. I'm going to run the Patreon. We don't even be on it. She uploads everything. Did not ask for. I comment and stuff, but I don't upload
it. Yeah, we don't upload
it. Don't tell them that. You don't be on it. So if anytime, then know for sure. I am logged in on my phone. I talk to y'all on there. Megan is like, hold on now, bitch. You're talking too much. Edit that out. Megan don't be on it.
Megan hates
social media,
I
y'all.
Hate
so if you ever talk to Know For Sure in a DM, it's probably
you gonna know it's me because it's gonna be like a conversation.
If you get a paragraph, it's her. If you get the praying hands, bitch, I'm not doing all that back and forth. God bless. Because people be commenting when I was 5 years old.
No, seriously, it's like,
I'd be like,
may the Lord watch. No, for sure.
So I said all that to say, before we wrap up, get you people that are like-minded.
Yeah.
And that makes us want to pay her.
Yeah.
That makes us want to give her a percent or sew into her or, you know what I'm saying?
And it was one thing, like, to Shekinah, one thing that she said to me is she was like, I want to do for y'all what you did for B.
Mm.
I want to serve. And when you serve first, people think everybody want to be the face, the head, or whatever. You need to. You still got to serve, because when you have a heart to serve, then it attracts other people who have a heart to serve.
Yeah.
And then when it's time for you to be served, you are attracting someone who knows how to serve.
And you think you want
to
be the face? Go do it. Please take the mic.
Do it.
Go.
Do it.
Let me see a 10-minute set. Do it.
Do it.
Please, because you don't, that's not even your gift. Walk in your gift.
You're not funny.
I didn't say all that.
You're not funny. Jesus. You are not entertaining.
You are an introvert.
Be you.
Be you.
That's okay.
Everybody has a, walk in your gift.
God damn, everybody want to be like everybody but them. Yep. Be you, my nigga. Yep. You be you.
Yep.
You are you.
And who are you?
Figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Serve.
Know who you are and be you.
Yeah.
You want to be the face so bad and then crying when you get public backlash. Well, that ain't your position.
Well, that's what comes with the face. Canceled so, every month.
What?
So I can't wait for you to be the face.
Be my face. You can have my face. You want my face? You can have it. You can have it.
No, I encourage people to do that. Walk in your gift, whatever your gift is. Whatever your gift is. Find it and walk in it. Be you. Be you. Be you.
Because I'm taken.
Serve.
I'm taken. You can't be me.
I barely want to be me. Like,
what? You talk about wanting to crawl up out of my skin, baby?
Please.
I'll be wanting to be gone.
Please.
Bye-bye.
Please. What? We love y'all. Another episode of the Know For Sure podcast. I am B. Simone.
And you know what it is. I'm me. Come on.
Be you.
Be you. I'm me. You know who I am.
You just do you. I'm going to do me. Who is that? She's like Kirk Franklin.
Jeezy. Fuck you. Is it Jeezy?
Jeezy.
Is it Jeezy?
Is it Jeezy?
Yeah. Come on. Fuck with me. I know my music, nigga. Fuck with me.
You just do you. All right, we love you guys. Another episode of the Know For Sure podcast where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having a tough conversation.
That's the intro, not the outro. What do you know for sure? What do you say no to for sure? We haven't done that. Damn.
Jesus.
I just got convicted. We haven't done
that. Okay, we haven't. That's fucked up. All right, what do I know for
sure? Like, that's your podcast name. Like, what are you talking about?
I know for sure.
Picture, I hate when you do that. She does it so often. Drives me nuts.
Know who you are.
Know who you are.
I know for sure that you need to know who you are. If you do not know yourself, find it. The only way to find yourself is to try new things. See what you like. Trial and error. Mm-hmm. See what you don't like. Hang out with certain people. Okay, you don't like them. Don't hang out with them. Try stuff. Yeah. You don't even know yourself because you're doing the same routine every single day.
Insanity.
You're not learning yourself. It's just like learning somebody else, learning your spouse, learning your romantic partner, learning your best friend. You have to spend time with them. You have to do things with them. Okay, we went to try this activity. You don't like skydiving, bitch. We won't do that again. Whatever. But seriously, try things with yourself. Mm-hmm. Know yourself and find yourself. I know for sure that you need to do that. What I'm saying no to for sure, what we talked about earlier, being stagnant. Mm-hmm. The fear of being stagnant scares me more than being brave. I'd rather be brave and fail. Mm-hmm. Back to the stand-up. I'd rather be brave because I know that outcome.
I'd rather be brave and fail. Than to be scared and stagnant. Ooh, my God.
Don't put it on the shirt. We're going to put it on the shirt.
I'd rather be brave and fail
than be scared and stagnant.
My God,
so I'm saying no to being scared and stagnant.
Good for you. I'm inspired by that. I'm inspired by that.
Yeah.
I agree. I have no other comment.
Best friend.
Yeah, for sure.
Bye, you guys. We'll see y'all next week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.